When it comes to commercial banking, relationships matter. At Associated Bank, we've got you. With a dedicated team of relationship managers helping you secure financing to best serve you today and tomorrow. Visit associatedbank.com/commercial. Member FDIC.
We're on with Karen Levy, Senior Vice President and Private Banking Group Manager at Associated Bank. Karen, welcome back.
Hi, thanks for having me back.
I want to focus our conversation on inflation involving retirement. I think it's something that we're all dealing with, which is higher prices and inflation. But how do we do that when we're on a fixed income? Let's say we're working on a retirement savings account, and that is a fixed income account. It doesn't go up. How do you deal with inflation with that?
And that's an important point. We really need to take a look at the entire portfolio that a person has when they're approaching retirement and see where there's money coming in. Like you said, those fixed income accounts like pensions or annuities, they really don't take into account inflation. We're currently back down to around a 3% consumer price index. You know, if you recall, in June of 2022, we were up over 9%. So that cost of goods that we need to buy for everyday uses, the buying power isn't there. So we really need to try to look at different things to do. A couple of good examples what we can try to work with our clients to invest in. One of them is Treasury Inflation Protected Securities, or TIPS, T-I-P-S. They're a type of treasury bond that is indexed to an inflationary gauge to help protect investors from a decline in that purchasing power, so that they're getting that increase with inflation to be able to keep buying what they need to buy. What's nice is the principal value of TIPS rises with the inflation, while the interest payments vary based on that principal and how that adjusts with inflation. Principal amount is protected, which is nice. So if you hold it to maturity, you're not losing your principal investment. And then you receive the interest payments every 6 months based on a determined bond auction. So it's a really nice product to add to the mix so that you're getting that increase with inflation.
We call those safe securities. Is that a safe retirement strategy?
Yeah, that would definitely be one of the safer ones. Something else to look at that might be a little more risky, but also gives you that that extra income and matches with inflation, is investing in equities. You really want to have a diverse portfolio, and that's what we work with our clients here, is to make sure you have a good mix of investments. So by investing in equities, the equities have had a history of keeping pace with inflation. So you want to have a nice balance between that fixed income, you know, maybe having some of these TIPS involved in there. Or another aspect would be I-bonds. They also keep track with inflation, and the interest rate on those are adjusted periodically based on the term that you choose.
Karen, talk to us a little bit more about I-bonds.
They're a nice product. The interest rate adjusts with the consumer price index, so it's always going to be keeping pace with inflation. They're a low-risk investment option for consumers who are focused on combating that inflation.
We're talking about how to fight inflation while maximizing retirement savings. I've heard a lot of investors and analysts say just the bottom line is make an investment plan and stick to it.
Correct. You want to have that. That's the biggest thing. You don't want to make any knee-jerk reactions. We work with our clients to create an investment policy statement at the onset of looking at their portfolio and managing their investments. And this kind of, it can be changed at any point in time. It can be adjusted for life events as you near retirement. But you really want to follow that. It's a guide. It's a blueprint so that you're not making those knee-jerk reactions and withdrawing or even dumping too much money into the market at any one point in time. You want to follow your plan.
It appears the Federal Reserve is going to cut interest rates in September, starting in September. We have a couple of months to go until that. Talk to us about what steps we should be making right now, what moves we should be making right now before the Fed starts cutting interest rates.
Correct. There's a lot of things that we can look at doing. The Feds are actually meeting today. We'll get an indication of what they're going to be doing in September, but you know, all thoughts are leading to the first decrease in interest rates coming in September. You want to look and maybe shift cash around. A lot of people have moved cash into the actual banking system with CD rates or money market rates, savings account rates, at or near 5% or even a little bit over 5%. So people have been sitting on this cash, and now it's kind of a time to think about where to redeploy that cash. Because once we know that rates are going to decrease, CD rates are going to drop within the banking system. The money market rates will decrease as once the rates actually do decrease. So we want to try to lock in some rates. So now's a great time to look at CDs, maybe 9 or 12 months, lock in that 5% if you can. And then this way you're not too far out. And once rates adjust, you can then take advantage of where the market is at that point in time when the CD matures. You kind of just want to look at everything and, you know, maybe get into longer term bonds or a laddered bond portfolio so that as interest rates decreases, the bonds usually increase. So then now's, again, a time to lock in with some bonds longer term to take advantage of those rates.
Yeah, and Karen, I was just looking at some of the CD rates, back to the CD topic. Some of those are around 5.5% as we speak here today.
Correct. So if you can lock in now and get that for 9 months, or because once the Fed's given indication today, we're probably going to see those CD rates drop a little bit sooner than the money market rates. So now's a great time to get a 9 month or 12 month CD and keep that 5.5% for the period of time.
Karen, I don't want to get into deep into politics here this morning, but we do have an election coming up in the U.S. later this year, and the campaigns are heating up. And without talking about one side or the other, elections can be volatile for the markets, and that obviously could impact our retirement accounts. Talk to us about some of the moves we should be making ahead of Election Day or even after Election Day.
Yeah, you're absolutely correct. When we have an election year, it could mean a lot of volatility in the stock market with interest rates, even with tax laws. Administration changes can affect financial laws, regulation policies. So the big thing you want to do is, as I mentioned before, you don't want to make any knee-jerk reactions. You want to kind of have that investment policy, have your strategy, and stick with it. You don't want to guess what the next administration is going to be or who they're going to be and what their policies are, because that all changes. If you get in there and capital gains or estate tax rates change or don't change, it's just going to affect all of us. So you kind of want to stick with your plan. You don't want to make any big changes or decisions, and you just kind of want to wait and see.
One of the areas that I think some people are thinking about is real estate. Should we be making any big decisions on where we're living right now or purchasing or selling real estate before the election, or should that wait until after?
Everybody's situation is different, so some people may need to pull the trigger and relocate or purchase. But again, with the real estate market, things can change and policies can change, making things and values adjust up or down. So again, it's one of the sectors you don't want to make a big change or jump into. If you can hold off and maintain, you want to wait, let the election happen, let the dust settle with the new administration coming in and see what policies change and don't change, and then make those decisions.
And there are some strategies that are good for all year round, not just around election time. One of them is to obviously don't change anything about your investment strategy drastically. The other is to just have some safety net in place, and that's savings, an emergency fund, that sort of thing.
Correct. And we've talked about that in the past. We really want to try and build up that emergency fund, have 9 to 12 months worth of savings to cover your every month expense and any surprises that come up. You know, if the car breaks down and you need to purchase a new car, or expensive repair bills or medical bills, you really want to try and build up that emergency fund. And now's a great time where, you know, mid-year, we're coming into the end of summer. Take a look at your finances. Look at your budget. See what money's coming in, what money's going out, how much are you saving. If there's anything that's disjointed, now's a great time to take a look at it. If you're spending too much on dinner and entertainment, maybe cut back a little bit, put some money into savings. You know, we talked in the past 401k, we want to make sure we're contributing to that and at least contributing enough that we're getting a company match. A lot of companies will give you match up to 5 or 6%. Get that money. That's free money that goes into your retirement savings. So you really want to kind of take a look at everything and see where you stand.
Yeah. And along those lines, there are some other strategies that are good for any time of the year, but especially now. One of them is review estate planning. Why is it important to make sure that all those documents are in order?
Things change. Life happens. Divorces, marriages, kids, college. So you want to make sure that you have your estate set up and you keep looking and managing things for who your beneficiaries are going to be, who your executor is going to be, to make sure things are titled properly. A lot of people establish a trust, an individual trust, that, but they never fund it. So the purpose of having that is to have your assets titled in the trust to not go through probate. But a lot of people don't take the time to fund everything. So when you take a look and sit down and look at everything, make sure that you have stuff in order. Have a financial planner review with you, or a wealth advisor, to make sure what you want and what you envision is actually what's documented. You'd be surprised how many times clients come in and say, everything's perfect, here's how I have it set up. And when we review the documents, it's not set up that way. So, you know, you want to make sure you have all your ducks in a row.
Is there a good rule of thumb for reviewing estate plans? Should it be once a year, or should it be every 5 years, every 10 years? What would you recommend?
I would say at least take a look at it once a year. Pull it out, look at everything. You know, has there been a marriage? Has there been a divorce? Have things changed? You just want to make sure you're on top of it, because as we know, life throws surprises at us and we never know when we're going to need to use these documents.
What about our credit report? How often should we be reviewing that?
And definitely once a year. I would even say probably twice a year. Do you get once a year, you get a free credit report that you can go online and pull that. And you not only want to make sure your credit is intact and your scores are good, you want to check for identity fraud. You know, a lot of companies, you know, Associated included, we have on our app where you can do credit monitoring. They'll give you alerts if somebody's pulled a credit report on you or an inquiry. They'll give you alerts if there's information out there on the dark web. You really want to make sure you're keeping your financial information close to the vest, because identity theft is out there and it's rampant, and it causes huge, huge issues for people when other accounts are opened unbeknownst to us, and it just gets messy and it's hard to clean up. So checking the credit reports, managing your finances, and looking at everything on a regular basis really can help reduce the risk there.
And it's never too early to start looking at next year's taxes, right? Lots of things that we can be doing now and through the rest of the year to make sure we get the best deal on our taxes next year, right?
Right. You want to make sure that you're keeping track of everything. If you have charitable contributions, you want to keep put a folder together. Keep those contribution letters, stuff in there for anything that is tax deferred, any contributions, anything that you're getting for paying your mortgage interest. You know, you pay those twice a year. Keep the payment, pay your real estate taxes. You want to make sure that you're keeping all these documents, because they'll go a long way with the deductions when you're filing your taxes come next April.
All right, Karen, great conversation. As always, how can people get a hold of you and have a one-on-one if they want?
They can reach me directly at Associated Bank. My direct dial is area code 312-544-4604.
All right, thank you. We'll talk to you next time.
Thanks so much. Have a great day.